So what resources do you use as an actor to help your acting? What resources are available to you? I've got some ideas that you might not have thought of, ways in which you can actually help yourself become a better actor. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner at McCorkle Casting in New York. Welcome to today's episode. We're going to be talking about some resources that you might not have thought of, things that you can do for yourself that might really actually benefit you as an actor, especially in those in-between times when you're not acting and you're literally looking for work. There are things that you can do to make your career feel and look and, smell even better than they have been so far. So this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you so very much for tuning into this patio, this podcast video. We are on YouTube. We're also on a lot of podcast providers out there. And if you found any of this information useful or valuable, please do me a favor, do a like, please leave a review. And most importantly, please let your friends know that we're out here doing these podcasts on a weekly basis. Plus, there's a website that you can go to, castingactorscast, all one word.com. And if you go to that website, you're going to find some freebies. There's an article I've written about branding. Also, if you fill in the dive into the talent pool contact form, what you're going to find is a 100% free downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a book I wrote about doing voiceover work. Voice acting continues to be an extremely popular avenue for a lot of actors to find gainful employment. And it's 100 pages. There's lots of performing tips in there and some career advice as well. I invite you to have that absolutely free of charge. All you have to do is just tell me that you're out there. You see, I really do these podcasts because I love doing that. I love teaching. And because I love doing the podcast so much, I just want to make sure that it's getting to as many people as possible. I'm not monetized in any way, although you can leave a contribution to Patreon if you like. But I really want to grow this community of actors. This is kind of an exciting experiment that continues to amaze and makes me really, really happy. So if you could participate, come on, jump into the talent pool and become one of the community of actors listening on a regular basis to this podcast. Thank you very much. So there's a phrase that I like to use, and the phrase goes like this. If you always do what you've always done, then you will always get what you've always gotten. In other words, if you've set up a pattern for your career as an actor, and you're doing what you think is the right thing, and maybe you're not getting those kinds of job opportunities, then maybe you need to rethink what you're doing. I mean, I know it sounds simple. It can be very, very complicated. First of all, it's a very competitive industry, as you well know, even though I think this is a great time to be an actor. There are a lot of issues taking place today that were not taking place a few years ago. By that, I mean technology has made an impact on the acting community, and whether or not actors get jobs depends a lot on the technology that is now available out there. And I'm primarily talking a lot about self-submitting videos. I think that there's also a tendency for today's actor to become and feel more isolated in the environment that they're in. If you're on the road, for example, and you're sending in videos and you're just talking to your agent on the phone, maybe you're missing a human connection to being an actor. And sometimes it can be kind of a lonely experience. I can speak for myself. When I was acting and participating in a show, I had the community of actors I was working with in the show that I could be friends with and was friendly with. But just in terms of my own journey as an actor, I found it rather challenging to maintain those kinds of relationship. It was almost as if once the show closed or once the film was done shooting, then we kind of all went our merry ways. And I found it rather difficult for me, maybe for you too, to maintain a lot of those friendships that I had. I guess that's just the nature of the beast. Or maybe you don't have that as an issue. But what I'm talking to you about today are some things that you can do for yourself to really improve the quality of your work. And I'm talking particularly about those times in between jobs. When you're auditioning, for example, or maybe you haven't had an acting job in a little while, what can you do to sort of give yourself a reboot, a new look, a fresh start, if you will, on your career as an actor? So here are some ideas that I really am looking forward to sharing with you. But don't forget, if there are some things that you're doing for yourself that you're finding really successful, please do me a favor. Go to castingactorscast.com and in the comments form, tell me what those are. What are those tips, those hints, those suggestions that have kept you afloat and feeling really good and confident about your work as an actor? So you can rethink your approach to your career by taking a look at those things that you're doing now to help yourself. One of the things that I think is worth considering, and I would like to spend some time on today, is what you can do with some other actor friends. And a group of two or more actors, when together, making a commitment, let's say one night a week or two nights a month, however you want to frame it, but getting together three or four actors can really have some long-term benefits. And let me explain what I'm talking about. It's as if you would really find a lot of value, I think, especially if you're sort of tapped out on taking classes. And how often do you maintain relationships after you've taken a seminar or a class with somebody? That's really hard. So what I'm proposing is that you get together with those two to four to maybe six actors and develop your own study curriculum. Develop your own way of staying connected to the industry, especially in those leaner times. So, for example, I think it would be a really cool idea if you got together with your actors and you simply watched old movies and then watched the remake of those movies. It's really interesting because not only is it about the writing, but it's also about the style of acting, that if you watched a film, for example, when we cast the Thomas Crown Affair, the original Thomas Crown Affair was made in 62 or 63, maybe a little bit later. Sorry, I don't have the exact date on the top of my head. Then look at the remake of the Thomas Crown Affair with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. And notice the differences between the two. Now, the reason why that would be really helpful is that you can then develop and have a discussion group about the differences between movies made then and movies made now. Why is that helpful? Well, clearly, if you're going to be going in for a film that takes place in the 50s or the early 60s, wouldn't it be great to have a sense about what that time was like? Conversely, wouldn't it be great to know the writing, things that you discovered and things that maybe some of your fellow actors have discovered when watching these kinds of films? So forming a study group and watching old films can be really, really cool, can be really, really fun as well. Plus, is there that social component can help you feel a little bit less isolated. Here's another quick example. The new film release of Little Women is out there now, and there are like three or four previous films about Little Women. Taking a look at those older films and then comparing them to those newer films can really prompt, I think, some really interesting discussions about the style of acting that's taking place. And so putting all of those pieces together and forming a group that meets on a regular basis to make those kinds of discoveries is really helpful and also can be really, really fun, I think. Having a community support group of fellow actors can really help so much in terms of you staying current with what's taking place in the industry. For example, another way in which you can stay connected with a fellow actor is each of you taking a part of the industry and then making a sort of presentation with your fellow actors. So one person would take, you know, the studio system, and the other actor would take the seven companies that are owning all of the industry now, and then another actor could take all of those pay-per-view, Netflix, Amazon, all of those new programming opportunities that are taking place, and you could all get together and each share what you've discovered about the research. Now, not only again, once again, I'm just wanting to reiterate that kind of socialized component that would be really, really helpful to you, but now you're also learning something at the same time that can keep you very, very focused on what's happening now. And that kind of confidence is really, really useful for an actor. Another thing that your group can do is read a new play. Make a decision that you're going to read a new play every other week. And then you can have access to play. You get access to plays all the time, new plays all the time. You could literally just pull something down off the internet, or you can go to Sides Express, and maybe there are some scripts available for you to read. Maybe your agent has some scripts that they wouldn't mind passing along just for you to do that, especially if you say, I'm getting together with some other clients of yours and we're having a play reading and we would love to have a couple of submissions from you. I can't imagine an agent not wanting to sort of participate and send that. Not necessarily participate in the group, but participate in sending you some material to take a look at. Here's another idea for your group. Without sounding like it's a kumbaya kind of moment, maybe you can each discuss what's going on in your careers with each other. Now, I know there's sort of a competitive sensibility among actors and fellow actors, and somebody's doing better than you are, somebody's doing not as well as you are. I mean, that just can present a whole lot of stuff. But if you decide to frame that conversation in a way of being supportive and nurturing, that maybe bouncing some ideas about career choices off of a fellow actor, that can have some really amazing benefit. That, again, it relieves you of that isolation that you might find yourself in. But more importantly, I think it's really great that you're sharing what's going on in your career. And there's no better motivator, I think, than when you have to answer to somebody else, to another peer member, about what you're doing for yourself and for your career. In a way, that kind of sense of competitiveness can work to your advantage because you want to support each other, but you also know that you have to come up with the goods as well, that you have to demonstrate that you're doing things to helping your career also. So that kind of a nurturing network support, I think, is really, really very valuable and very, very useful. Because all of these things, I think, lead to what I call career development. Career development literally is about taking and making decisions that are within your control to help advance your career to the next level. Now, it was really interesting that I was watching an older movie the other day. I had to write down the name of the movie because I knew I was going to forget. Octavia Spencer, I first saw in a movie called Dinner with Schmucks. A really kind of a goofball comedy, really a funny movie, and she had a supporting role, and her portrayal in this role was so goofy and so hilarious and so funny that I believe was one of her early first movies that she was cast in. And now I'm looking at the arc of her career and where she is now in her career. It's just mind-blowing. And I love that your group could study how careers have absolutely evolved over time. Does that make sense? How did that happen? What circumstances took place. And doing that kind of research can really help you understand and be more knowledgeable about what's going on in the industry. So career development, for example, here's another one that would be great for you to have a discussion about. Bill Murray. You know, Bill Murray, Saturday Night Live, his first film was Ghostbusters. And now look at where he is now with Lost in Translation. Just an amazing career over time. And so discussing those choices that Bill Murray made for his career can help reinforce some of the choices that you might make as well. Adam Sandler is another example. He's now doing Uncut Gems. I mean, he started just doing these sort of silly Saturday Night Live. He started doing some of these silly goofball kinds of comedies. But now he might be up for an Academy Award for his portrayal in this film, Uncut Gems. Kind of an amazing journey that actor has had. Also, Tom Hanks, goes without saying, Tom's early movie Splash, in which I had a small part in. You can see me as a Channel 7 reporter. I have one scene with Tom. I'll tell you about that some other time. But anyway, but you look at his first movie, his first television show, Bosom Buddies, then his first film, Splash, and now look where he is now. We just saw Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and what an amazing performance he was able to give in that film. So I think that actors really kind of having a discussion about career development and how actors evolve in the opportunities that they're given is a very useful conversation to have. It keeps you very, very mindful about A, how this business works, and B, how those decisions and choices can actually affect your own decision-making process. That's career development. And those are some things that you can do for yourself as well. Creating your own curriculum, getting together with some like-minded individuals can help you grow and establish yourself in a more confident way, and your auditions will be better. Your choices are going to definitely be better. Plus, you're maintaining some kind of a social connection with fellow actors. So do yourself a favor. Get together. Post a Facebook. Decide in your Facebook post, I would like to get together with a few other actors to meet on a regular basis. Who's up for it? That's a great way to start. Or perhaps if you've gone to college, maybe you've gotten a BFA or an MFA degree. What are your fellow actors doing? Maybe there is someone in a class that you've taken recently that you want to maybe say, you know what, we're doing this kind of weird thing where we're getting together at each of our apartments a different time once a week or once every other week, Thursday nights. I'd love to have you join us. What do you think? Just reaching out, making that choice, I can assure you is going to have some great benefit. So please consider doing that. By the way, if you do this, and I'm asking you to give it a shot, what can it hurt? That I'd love to hear back from you. What have you discovered as a result of getting together with like-minded folks in a like-minded career development head? What's taking place? How is that working for you? Is it working? And if it is working, what is working specifically about that? So please go to Casting Actors Cast and leave a comment in the comment form. Or maybe you're already doing this, and that would be cool too. I would love to know if there are folks out there who are already doing this on a regular basis, not just to get together to play poker. Although I guess you could have a game night. I'm thinking more just in terms of really making it a business career development group that will serve you. Please let me know about that. Also, don't forget to go to Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to give me a thumbs up if you feel so inclined. Please, writing a review can really not only make my day, but maybe you're going to be helping somebody else find us here at Casting Actors Cast. Thanks for joining us.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.